在祷告之前哈，要从以西结书37章啊，我们一起来学习。
Before we have the morning session prayer, we would read Ezekiel chapter 37.
啊，枯骨成为极大的军队。
The dry bone become exceedingly great army.
啊，我们来看以西结书37章。
Let's look at Ezekiel 37.
啊，以西结书37章第一节。
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 1.
神的灵降在我身上，啊，神借着他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨。这个地方说神的灵降在以西结的身上。
Here the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord came upon the prophet Ezekiel.
而且这个神的灵啊，带他到平原中。
And also the Spirit of the Lord set him down in the midst of the valley.
然后他就看到这个平原遍满着骸骨。
And what he saw was that it was full of bones.
我们活在两个世界里面。
We live in two levels of the world.
一个就是我们肉眼看得见的世界。
It's one of the visible world.
一个就是灵界。
The other one is the spiritual realm.
那绝大部分的人，他只活在肉眼看得见的世界。
Most of the people, they only live in the visible world.
但是当我们进入信仰里面
，But when we come into a belief system,
神要带我们活在灵界里面，不只在物质界里面。
God enable us to live in the spiritual realm.
那我们在灵界里面呢、需要有看见。
And in the spiritual realm, we shall be enabled to see.
因为灵界是肉眼看不见的。
Because spiritual realm is unseeable by the naked eye.
所以这里啊，神的灵降在以西结身上，结果他就看见了，肉眼没有看见。
Because the spirit of the Lord came upon Ezekiel, therefore he was able to see the invisible world.
比方说，一年多前开始有这个病。
For example, years ago, when we have pandemic,
这个病毒肉眼看不见的。
The pandemic was not seen, was not visible to our naked eye.
但是病毒带给我们极大的改变。
But this pandemic, create a great change.
所以我们在关在房子里面有的关了一年多。
So therefore, we have been under quarantine, in the house.
连整个社会啊，都好像封锁状态。
Even the whole society just like in a lockdown.
那这个病毒虽然看不见啊，但是有科学的方法可以知道它的存在。
Even the pandemic, the virus was seenable, but the science can detect their existence.
而且我们常常在报纸里面看到报道啊，死亡的人很多。
And every day we see the report of the percentage of the death rate.
所以我们就知道看不见的病毒是很厉害的。
So we can tell that invisible virus actually is very serious.
有这样的知道，有这样的认识，真的改变我们的生活。
Because of this understanding, it changed our life.
那灵界里面呢、我们要看得见，就是要神的灵进到我们。
In the spiritual realm, in order for us to see, it requires the Spirit of the Lord come upon us.
那神的灵进到我们里面，我们所看到的跟物质的眼睛看到的常常非常不同。
So when the Spirit come upon us, what we see in the spiritual realm is very different from what people see in the eyes.
所以第一节里面讲啊，这个平原。遍满骸骨。
And so here said there's a full of the dry bone in the body.
那这个骸骨是什么
？So what is a dry bone refer to?
如果我们看11节。
Let's look at verse 11.
以西结书37章11节。
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 11.
主对我说：“人子啊，这个骸骨就是以色列全家。他们说我们的骨头枯干了。”我们的指望失去了，我们灭绝尽尽了。
Here said that he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed said, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost, and ourselves are cut off.
这个骸骨就是没有生命。
The dry bone is without life.
既然没有生命, 也是没有盼望。
Since without life, that's also without hope.
那骸骨也是没有价值的。
And also it's not valuable.
那这个骸骨是谁呢?
So who is this dry bone referred to?
11节说, 这个骸骨就是以色列全家。
Verse 11 says, this is the whole household of Israel.
以色列就是神的王子。
Because Israel, they are the prince of God.
他是神所宝贵的。
They are so precious in the eyes of God.
那神所宝贵的怎么会变成骸骨呢?
Now, how come the so precious in the eyes of God become the dry bone?
难道真的神不爱他们吗?
Whether that God lost his love towards his people?
神跟以色列百姓的爱啊, 圣经说好像婚姻的爱。
Because the Bible describes the love that God showed to all his people, just like in the matrimony.
那神对他们爱是没有改变的。
So God's love to all the people never change.
那但是改变的是以色列百姓对神的爱。
But the change is happened that the Israelites their love toward God.
所以有时候我们常常在想，如果神祝福我，让我生活都没有困难，怎么样怎么样，下了一堆条件，我就要开始来侍奉神、爱神。
And so we always put on the prerequisite, if the Lord help me in our daily livelihood, then I would make up my mind to serve Him.
但是事实上，有一天如果神真的祝福我们，生活都很顺利、很平安，过得很好。
But when someday, when the Lord really protects us and everything is going smoothly in our life,
绝大部分人他想的不是神啊。
Most likely, people what they think is not God.
钱怎么赚更多？
They think about how can they make more money.
在世界上怎么得到更大的快乐？
How can they gain greater pleasure in this world?
所以圣经里面雅各才祷告说，不要让我太富足。
And so therefore, the Bible says, prayer that long enable me to be too rich.
因为太富足，我们觉得不需要神，我也可以活着。
Because when we are too rich, we don't think about God. We think that without God, we still can live.
那以色列百姓在旷野很辛苦。
The Israelites, when they live in the desert, it was a miserable life.
他们真的体验到神的恩典。
But they experience the love of God.
他们也知道, 旷野没有神,
and they also will knowledge that without God they will not be able to make their survival in the desert.
但等他们踏进应许之地,
once they step into the promised land,
这个叫牛奶与蜜之地,
this is the land of milk and honey.
生活改善了很多。
And so the life was changed.
信仰就发生危机啊。
But then their belief system become crisis.
所以渐渐就拜偶像。
And they gradually they turn toward the idol worshiping.
得罪神。
And say they sin against God.
不愿意回头。
They will not turn back.
所以后来神允许他们被掳到巴比伦。
And so that God arranged them to be captivated into the land of Babylonian.
这个是最后的一个方法，要带他们回来。
This is the last result that God wanted His people to turn back to Him.
所以他们到了巴比伦，好像这个希望都没有了。
So once they captivated to the Babylon, seems that they have lost all the hope.
所以好像是死人的骨头一样。
So just like the dry bone of the dead.
甚至如果我们看 12节。
But let's look at verse 12.
12节，所以你要发预言对他们说，主如此说，我的民，我必开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓出来，引你们进入以色列地。
So here say that, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel.
死人的骨头从坟墓出来，这是不可能的。
It is impossible to bring the people away from the grave.
那坟墓是什么?
So what is a grave?
坟墓就是他们被掳去的地方。
The grave refers to the place that they have been captivated.
巴比伦很强啊。
The kingdom of Babylon was very strong.
被掳到巴比伦什么都没有, 怎么有可能出来?
When they have been captivated into Babylon, they have nothing left.
但是神说要把他们带回来。
But the Lord promised to bring them out.
那回到神应许的那一块地。
To bring them back to the land that God promised to them.
所以这个枯骨会复活，是因为神对他们的改变啊，神对他们爱没有改变。
So the dry bone would make a living again because God never changed His love.
那所以后来神就把他们带回来。
And so eventually, God brought the people out of the Babylon.
那这个枯骨到最后要变成什么
？So eventually, what the dry bone would become to?
请看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
以西结书27章，37章第十节。
Ezekiel 37 verse 10.
于是我遵命说预言，气息进入骸骨，骸骨变活了并且站起来成为极大的军队。
And so I prophesied that he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up. Their feet, an exceedingly great army.
骸骨变成极大的军队。
And so the dry bone become an exceedingly great army.
这个本身就是神迹啊。
Itself, is by itself is a miracle.
那我们来想啊，今天这个对我们在讲什么意思
？And so think about today, what it means to us.
有的人虽然活在神的恩典里面。
Some people, though they live in the grace of God,
但是在灵性上好像没有什么生命。
But in the spiritual life, seems that there's not any life.
在物质界是很成功的。
In the material life, it seems like very successful.
但是在灵界里面没有生命力。
But in the spiritual realm, they are without life.
那这个需要改变。
Now this situation needs to be changed.
要改变到变成神的军队。
You change until they become the exceeding great of God.
所以我们常常想打战好不好？
And so every time we think about when we get engaged in the battlefield,
如果打战是指物质的世界，当然会死很多人，这是不好的。
For sure that if this is engaged in the battlefield, the war, and you sacrifice lots of people, this is not good.
但是如果指着灵界
，But if we refer this, the engagement of the battlefield to the spiritual realm,
打战是没有办法选择的。
Now there's no only choice that we have to engage.
因为圣经里面讲这个世界王就是魔鬼。
Because the Bible says very clear, the god of this world is demon.
魔鬼就是吼像的狮子。
Because the devil is just like a roaring lion.
要吞吃神所拣选的这些子民。
It would revile the people they have been chosen by God.
所以为着让我们的信仰能够继续存下去，我们一定要跟魔鬼打战。
So for us enabled to live continuously in our spiritual life, we shall fight against the devil.
而且一定要赢。
And also that we have to be successful.
如果输了，我们就死了。
If we get defeated, and for sure we shall be dead.
如果我们赢得全世界，输给魔鬼，我们一生还是输了。
Even we earn the whole world, but we lost. We are lost to the Satan. Then we are still the loser.
所以这个是我们一个信仰最基本的观念。
And so this is the basic concept that in our spiritual life.
如果人赚得全世界，失去他的生命，有什么益处呢
？And if a person earn the whole world but lose his life, what is meaningful?
那个生命可以指的肉体生命。
Because this life can refer to the physical life.
更宝贵的是灵命。
But the most precious is the spiritual life.
如果我们这么投入，为着在世界上赚得更多，到最后压力太大 ，stressful， 生病死了，这个荷花不来的。
And so that if we gain the whole world, but we under such a stressful life until we lose our life, then what is the value?
但是更可怕的是。
More stressful.
我们为着在世界多赚一点，我们的灵命失去了，被魔鬼吃掉，这个真的是划不来。
To earn extra more money, but we lost our spiritual life. So what is the value?
所以我们一定要得胜。
And so for sure that we shall be victorious.
而且我们也可以得胜。
And for sure that we also can be victorious.
为什么
？Why?
因为带领我们打战的这一位主耶稣，他已经得胜了。
Because the one lead us in this battlefield is our Lord Jesus Christ. Is victorious.
如果主耶稣可以得胜
if Jesus is victorious,
他与我们同在
，and He is also abiding with us.
他带领我们
，and He is leading us.
我们就可以得胜
，and for sure that we also can be victorious.
这一场征战不是我们尽量打会不会得胜，我不知道。
And so that whether we shall win or not, we don't know, but we try.
哦，这一场征战，如果我们真的有神同在，一定得胜。
For sure, if we have God's abidance, that we can be victorious.
哦，所以啊，我们的信仰本身是一种征战。
And therefore, our belief system itself is a battle.
哦，那我们每一个人就是军队。
And every one of us is enlisted in this army.
哦，那为着要成长。得到军队，我们的属灵状态啊，要从好像死的枯骨一样啊，要渐渐改变。
So in order to engage in this battle, our spiritual condition shall be improved.
哦，我们知道这个病毒啊。
We know the virus itself.
哦，有时候我看到有的教会在一直祷告，我们祷告让病毒赶快过去。
Some of the church continue to pray, so we ask God for this pandemic to be over.
神是怜悯的神啊
！And God is merciful God.
听我们祷告。
He listened to our prayer.
但是圣经里面哈，你知道所有的瘟疫都跟罪有关系。
But if you look at the Bible, all this pandemic is because of our man's sin.
哦，而且圣经里面啊，在提到末世未来之前呐，啊，地震、瘟疫，这个是一定会有的。
And Bible also prophesies before the end time come. The plague, the death, it's all occurred.
哦，所以这个瘟疫的发生不是偶然的。
Therefore, the pandemic itself would not happen by itself.
哦，这个瘟疫的发生是神允许它的。
This is what God allowed it to take place.
是要提醒我们。
It will alert us.
哦，圣经所讲那个最后的日子快到了。
Because the Bible prophesies the end times coming soon.
而且在主再来之前呢、啊，还会再发生。
And even before Christ's return, all these things would occur again.
而且会越来越严重。
And it would be getting serious and seriously.
就是一直要提醒我们要预备。
And so it's keep awakening us that we shall be ready.
啊，所以我们每一个人哈、啊，要在灵性上成长，变成军队。
And so every one of us, we have to grow spiritually to become an exceeding great army.
那这个枯骨变成军队是怎么变成的
？And how the dry bone become exceeding great of army？
好，我们现在回来看以西结书37章。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 37。
以西结书37章。
Ezekiel 37。
第五节。
Verse 5。
主对这个骸骨如此说：你们使气息进入你们里面。你们就要复活了。第六节。
Verse 6。
我必给你们加筋。使你们长皮，又将你们使气息进到里面，你们就要活了，你们便知道我是神，第七节。
Number seven。
于是我遵命说预言，正说预言的时候，不料有响声，地震，骨与骨互相连结，这个地方讲啊，以西结，在遵着神的命令在，说这个预言。
Here, Ezekiel followed God's order, and he started prophesying.
他开始说的时候就起了变化。
Once he started prophesying, things started to change.
所以第七节里面讲啊，我正说预言，不料这个有地震，骨跟骨就连起来。
And so verse 7 says that as I prophesied, I was commanded, and prophesies and the noise, and suddenly there's a rattling.
我们所拜的神，
the one we worship
是叫变是没有变成有的神。
He will change from nothing to everything.
你看，我们所拜的神叫死人复活的神。
And the one we worship would raise up the dead and become a living creature.
拉撒路死了四天了。
Lazarus have been dead for 4 days.
主耶稣到拉撒的坟墓。
And when Jesus came to his grave, her grave, his grave,
呼叫他，他就起来了。
And God called him out, and he came out.
神一说话，地大震动。
And so once God say the word, and the whole world trembled.
神的话有权柄，有生命。
Because the word of God is powerful, and it also have a life.
所以以西结照着神命令开始说话。改变就开始了。
And so, the Ezekiel he prophesies according to God's order, and everything changed.
我们今天要怎么成为枯骨改变成军队呢
？And how can we today the dry bone become exceeding great of the army?
要让神对我们讲话。
We allow God to speak to us.
梁天前我在听两天前听阿健在见证说主耶稣要他每天读两章圣经。
Two years ago, I heard Ah Jian say that God wants him to read the Bible every two chapter one day.
啊，每天要祷告。
And every day, he have to pray.
哦，他说我什么都不怕，只怕神。
And he say, I'm not afraid of anything, but I only afraid of God.
我听了真的是很高兴啊。
When I heard about this, I was very joyful.
啊，因为我们看到一个人属灵的改变，真的是非常的高兴。
When we see a person start having spiritual change, we are extremely joyful.
我们在世界上看到很多人什么都不怕，说都怕死，不怕神啊。
And we see a lot of worldly people. They are not afraid of anything, but they are afraid of God.
啊，病毒哇，怕得很了，躲，我不敢到教会，什么都不敢。
They were afraid of the pandemic, so they were afraid of coming to church.
哦，但是如果我们真的怕神
，But if we are afraid of God,
敬畏神。
And we feel God.
这是我们属灵复兴的开始。
This is the start of the revival in our spiritual life.
所以，当我们每一天在读神的话
，So every day we read God's word.
神的生命就进到我们里面。
And God's life will come into us.
我们每一天读神的话
，Every day we read the scripture.
神的力量、权柄就进到我们里面。
And God's power and also authority to come into our life.
哦，所以我们属灵生命复兴，第一个要读神的话。
And so in order to have revival in our spiritual life, we have to start read the Bible.
哦，读得越多越好。
The more we read, the better it will be.
而且我们要想神的话。
And we have to meditate on the word of God.
哦，有时候我们在开车，有很多人觉得开车浪费时间。
A lot of people when they're driving, they feel that they're wasting of time.
但是有一个方法不会浪费时间。
But it's the one way that you will not think about you waste of time.
开车的时候在听那个念圣经的。
For example, when you're driving, you listen to the scripture reading tape.
哦，或者开车的时候你放圣乐，然后你头脑在想神的话。
Or maybe you can listen to the prayer worship songs. Or you think about the word of God.
啊，忽然间我们的心就变得很平静。
And then suddenly, our mind become very calm.
所以这个神的话要常常进到我们里面，我们属灵生命就开始改变。
And so the word of God keep coming to life for sure that we shall change.
啊，那第二个就是神的灵进到里面。
Secondly, it's the spirit of God coming inside of us.
啊，所以这个灵一进去，我们这个改变就开始。
And so once the spirit came in, we shall be changed.
啊，因此我们今天为什么要祷告
？And so today, why we have to pray?
神的灵进来，我们就会改变。
Because once the Spirit of God come to us, we shall be changed.
不是我们改变我们自己。
It's not because we can change by ourselves.
我们没有办法改变自己。
There's no way that we can change ourselves.
是神在改变我们。
But it's God who changed us.
所以圣灵的能力是很大的。
And so the spiritual power of the Holy Spirit is great.
哦，所以我们看《使徒行传》。
And so we look at books of Acts.
啊，当初啊，那些被耶路撒冷被逼迫的门徒。
The disciples. They were persecuted in Jerusalem.
真的变成一个极大的军队。
And they become the exceeding great of the army.
所以他们就搬到安提阿去。
And so they moved to Antioch.
哦，就在那见证。
And in Antioch, they witnessed for the Lord.
就成立了安提阿教会。
And also established a church in Antioch.
那就从安提阿成为宣道的基地。保罗从那个地方就往外去宣传福音。
And established the Antioch, become the missionary center. And Paul was sent out from Antioch. To witness for the Lord.
真耶稣教会是1917年在中国设立的。
Our True Jesus Church was established in mainland China, 1917.
我们现在美国教会好像安提阿教会。
And so our church in U.S. just like Antioch.
大部分都是移民来的。
And with most of us, we immigrate to this country.
1979年福音传到非洲。
And 1979, the gospel preached to Africa.
第一个种子是在加州的 Bakersfield 受洗的。
The first one was baptized in Bakersfield, California.
哦，所以我们负有极大的责任。
And so for sure that we are commissioned in this great commission for the Lord.
神要我们把得救的福音传遍天世界。
God wants us to preach this complete gospel to the whole world.
为着这个神的托付。
And in order to carry on for this great commission,
我们的灵性要从枯骨。生长变成神的军队
，and our spiritual life shall be changed from the dry bone to be the exceedingly great army.
所以灵恩会我们听很多的道理，这个神的生命、神的力量已经进到我们里面。
And so during the spiritual convocation, we heard a lot of teaching, and for sure the life of God already come to us.
好，我们祷告，大家被圣灵充满。
And we pray, and we are filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们就会成为极大的军队。
And for sure we become exceedingly great army.
那灵恩布道会结束。
And then once this spiritual convocation ended,
就是征战的开始。
And this is where we start engage in the battle.
我们一定可以得胜。
And for sure that we can be victorious.
好，我们先来一起用20分钟来祷告。
We use 20 minutes to pray.
求主的圣灵充满每一个人。
May Holy Spirit can fill every one of us.
那如果要按手祷告，可我们可以到前面来。
You can come forward to be laid hands.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.